Four new exhibitions opening by the second week in February. Let's talk about Jennifer Hand, Things Held Dear, Everyday Observations of Life. And this is a multimedia presentation, correct?
It is. It's a multimedia presentation. And just to back up a little bit, we've been curating our exhibitions for these cycles around a theme. And this theme this year is all the exhibitions, all four that we'll have open by February 14th, are around the notion of memory. Memory of a collective, of a consciousness, of a group. And for Jennifer Hand, with her exhibition Things Held Dear, it'll open on Saturday, the 31st of January. It'll be in her media lab. And what she's done is she's taken her observations and her memories of her daily routine, walking her dog, eating breakfast in the morning, and used traditional media such as drawing and painting, and then is animating them. And it's a wonderful, it's a very quiet, beautiful exhibition, and we're very excited. Jennifer Hand is a instructor of drawing in the School of Visual Arts at Virginia Tech, and she is a Southwestern-based artist.
War Memoranda, Photography, Walt Whitman, and Renewal. That's February 7th through the May 23rd, Words and Image Exhibition. And I guess the question being posed is, how do Americans remember war? It sounds like a sort of a powerful exhibition.
It is a powerful exhibition. There are two exhibitions that are focusing on how we remember war and conflict, but in different ways. For War Memoranda, we're working with two artists, Ben Don, who is a photographer, and Robert Schultz, who's a poet. And the two have collaborated to create work as well as poetry that really investigate how we as a collective remember war. And so it starts with images from the Civil War and moves forward to contemporary conflict. And it all takes its cue from Walt Whitman, who was actually our nation's war poet during the Civil War. So there's a lot of back and forth in terms of referencing poetry from Leaves of Grass and other poems that he has written, also introduced in the exhibition.
Now, Ben Don's not the guy who did Things with the Leaves, is he?
He is, actually.
So these are images some of them wind up printed on leaves, or is he doing something different this time?
Well, he's working with the poet, so it's a word and image exhibition, and the two of them are actually using very old 19th century photography processes, such as daguerreotypes and cyanotypes, etc., as well as leaf prints, which are pretty unusual. It's actually developing a negative through the photosynthesis process on a live plant leaf. And so the two artists actually borrowed images from the Library of Congress Lillenquist collection of Civil War portraits and are embedding those images into actual live plant matter. And it takes about a month for the negative to fix, you know, using its sugars and sunlight to fix the image. And then the plant leaf is cut and immersed in resin. It's a really brilliant technique that Ben Don has spent some time using and has taught Robert Schultz how to do that. Initially in Victorian times, people did print on peaches and fruit, but Ben Don really has taken that up a notch with looking at our own natural leaf growth and grass around us.
You wind up getting some very haunting or kind of mysterious images, too.
You do, and the theory is actually some of the leaves that are some of these images are being printed on were collected at these actual sites of conflict, as well as including at Walt Whitman's home in Camden, New Jersey. And so you have the sense of a real direct immediacy of, are these photographs of people who have honored and worked for our country and fought for us and have passed on, and now that they're being immortalized in actually our plant material, because the land is what remembers.
All right, we're talking with Amy Moorfield, Deputy Director of Exhibitions and Collections at the Taubman Museum of Art, and really sort of dovetailing with that exhibit, Amy, is Sally Mann, mm-hmm. who I believe is a Lexington photographer.
She is.
Battlefields, How Our Landscape is Haunted with the Memory of War. She went to some Civil War battlefields to take pictures. She uses a photo process that makes landscapes appear darkly mysterious and somber. And I guess she had some kind of firsthand experience with a death on her property as an inspiration, but talk about that. It seems like it fits very well with the War Memoranda series.
It does, actually. And Ben Don and Sally Mann are colleagues and know each other. And the thought was that these two exhibits would make good pairings with each other. But one of the two inspirations for the series Battlefields is that Sally Mann witnessed a death of a 90-year-old man that was that he was being hunted by the police, and there was a skirmish that occurred on her property, and she actually witnessed the man being shot. And what she did when she walked up, she saw his blood staining the ground, and it 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 queried her to think, how does the earth remember? And what do we do in terms of our own conflict? And how does that change the landscape we live? So she did. She went around to battlefields, Civil War battlefields from Virginia through Maryland, with a mobile darkroom. And with her Greyhound Honey, she spent a summer going through and camping at these sites. And, you know, she uses a large format camera, which is very heavy to walk around with and have a real long exposure time. And has documented these landscapes where there were wars before the Civil War, Revolutionary Wars were, you know, on these properties, and has made them very somber and dark and moody to have us think about, you know, what really happened through the centuries on our landscape that we walk on.
You know, I know you didn't plan it like this, but with the movie out, American Sniper, mm-hmm. it's really making a lot of people reexamine how they feel about war. And it seems like this ties right in. This, you know, how do Americans remember war? It seems like this would really strike a nerve with a lot of people right now, these two exhibitions.
I think that it will. And actually, there's a couple national, you know, we talk about memory. So we actually are at the end of the sesquicentennial for the Civil War, as well as 2015 starts the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. So there's several anniversaries that are coming up. And, you know, people may take a pause and think about how, you know, these men and women have fought for us and to protect our freedom. And Sally has a great quote in her book. She's actually publishing a book called Hold Still, which I'm very excited about. And she talks about this battlefield series, and she says, "Do these fields upon which unspeakable carnage occurred, where unknowable numbers of bodies are buried, bear witness in some way?"
Hmm. Okay, then the last exhibition that opens up in February, Aggie Zed, Keeper's Keep. This is a multimedia presentation displaying her unique working methods, and she's into sculpture, installations, paintings, drawings. Talk about Aggie Zed.
Well, we really do want to have an eclectic and well-rounded exhibition program, and Aggie Zed's work lends a little brevity to some somber exhibitions that we just discussed. So Aggie Zed's Keeper Keep has been organized by the Hawsley Institute for Contemporary Art. That's part of the College of Charleston in South Carolina. And the exhibition focuses on a woman named Aggie Zed that was raised on Sullivan's Island, and she now lives in Gordonsville, Virginia. And it's a wacky, wonderful world with these little ceramic installations, as well as her paintings and drawings that investigate memories of dreams. And she uses animals, and they act out certain human behavior. You know, it's a really wonderful and fun, delightful exhibition.
All right, just to wrap up, you're going to have an opening night for members only, I believe, correct?
We are, so please join membership. We have a wonderful members opening, and all the exhibitions I discussed, the artists will be on hand, everything from Sally Mann doing a reading from her upcoming book to be published in May, to Ben Don and Robert Schultz speaking, giving a lecture about their exhibition War Memoranda, to tours with Aggie Zed and Jennifer Hand. So it's a great way to come out and to really hear about what's going on and art being made today. It's February 13th.
Amy Moorfield is Deputy Director of Exhibitions and Collections for the Taubman Museum of Art, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Gene. Pleasure to be here.